Surprise! It's me. What do you mean, hardly a surprise? Just because you invited me over and I told you I was on my way doesn't mean I'm not always a delightful plot twist. And honestly, how dare you suggest otherwise? Alright, so, what did you want to talk about? Yeah, you sounded very dramatic. Like, usually you just ask me to come over and hang, but... You were all like, hey, can you come over so we can talk? It's a good thing I'm not the type to get anxious or I'd have been nervous. Right? Yeah, that would have sucked. I totally haven't been worrying and wondering if you were going to tell me you were leaving or something. I mean, we've been friends for ages, but this is the first time we've lived in walking distance from each other, so it would just be typical. And it's been awesome to just be able to hang out, you know? Used to have to set times and, like, make sure we could actually get home or whatever. But now, whenever I want to check out a new place or do something or just want to shoot the shit, it's like a 5-minute walk. So if you move, this place would get way lamer again. It would be way more effort to meet up. So, if you're moving... Lay it on me so that I can apply my smelling salts and get on with my day. You're not moving? You promise? All right. Okay, good. So, what did you want to talk about then? No. Don't do something else first. I want to know what's going on. You know me. I need to know. I can't have something like that all over my... Oh, is that chocolate? Oh, fuck yeah, give me. Ooh, delicious box of chocolatey goodness. Oh, I need you inside me right now. Mm, hot mama. Mm, every inch, every morsel deep inside. Oh my God. What is this? Well, it looks so fancy. Belgian chocolate. Okay, that makes sense. Oh, that is divine. Oh, Belgium, you truly are the best part of Europe. Did you know they invented French fries? Oh, yeah, total con by the French. Taking credit for probably one of the best things ever invented by humanity. Still, I make up for it with cheese. What? What are you looking at me like that for? You all amazed by my food-related trivia? I know, it's one of the most impressive of all the superpowers. Who wants to fly when you can know random facts about things that you love to shove in your mouth? I'm not rambling. I'm just... Fine, I'm nervous. You've never asked me over to talk about something. Who does that? What's wrong with you? Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I'm here. I'll sit down. Okay. You promise it's all gonna be okay. I didn't do anything that, you know, nobody's dead. Okay. All right. I trust you. I'm fine. All right. Lay it on me. What did you want to bring me over here and tell me? Aw, I like you too. No need to get all dramatic and look into my eyes like that, silly. We spend most of our time together. It ain't exactly news that we, you know, we're into each other. Don't look at me like that. What did I say? It's not all right. Your face just dropped. What just happened? What are you thinking? Come on. Reject you? I didn't reject you. You said you liked me, and of course you do. We're hella close. Peas in a pod, birds of a feather, chocolates in a box. What part of that was me rejecting you? Oh, you like me? Like not just like a friend, like more like I like cheese and chocolate. I know that they're third grade terms, but just, I'm clarifying. Oh my god! Oh, you get right over here. I'm sorry. I know that was an unexpected tackle, but I just couldn't help myself. I am so happy right now. I have been waiting for forever to hear you say that. I don't know if you've noticed, but I may be who I am and gregarious and boisterous, and I just say things, but you know me, deep down I'm pretty shy. So even though we're super comfortable and close, I wasn't ready to or able to say anything. I just kept telling myself that what I saw was signs, was just you being nice. And I kept thinking that if I tried to, I don't know, kiss you or make a move on you, it'd get real awkward, and then I wouldn't have my friend anymore. And I don't want to not have my friend anymore. You're my friend. We're so close. I'd rather have moments where I'm looking into your eyes and it takes a lot not to kiss you than to have it be super awkward. But it is hard not to kiss you a lot of the time, because you're the sweetest guy I've ever met. Heck, you're the sweetest anything I've ever met. Sweeter than chocolate. May have gone too far there, but it's definitely close. Oh, you're right. Maybe I should have another taste to be sure. Still not sure. Come here. Let's get a little more comfortable on the couch here. All those nights we could have spent here, making out, getting wasted, really is a crying shame. Okay, so maybe not wasted. Yeah, blankets and movies are pretty amazing too, but we could have been doing so much more. And of course you're a good kisser too. Come here. I need more. Okay, hold on. Let's try this. Open wide. Come on, honey. You know I always keep candy in my pocket. Just suck on it for a few seconds. Now kiss me. Just when I thought you couldn't get any sweeter. You taste like chocolate. Absolutely delicious. Here. Try it with me. No, really, it's different. Here. Give me that. Now wait a bit. There you go. Come here. See? How was that? What? No, it's totally different. And not at all an excuse for me to eat some more chocolate. If that were the case, I'd be eating more right now. Well, you got really good ones. I might be convinced to let the chocolate go for a bit if someone were to offer me something sweeter than that. Like, say, I don't know. Maybe this thing I'm feeling underneath me. Oh. Yeah, I might love chocolate more than anything, but I feel like there's an even better cream-filled treat right here. Okay, alright, that was terrible, I'll admit it, but you're still pretty hard, and I was really, really loving the feel of you against me while we ground against each other. Yeah, I can't really feel that. And I know you can, because every time I do this, your breath stops for a quick second. How's that feel? Good. Thank you. I kind of like Kieran. I did good. Would you say that I've been good? I mean, you could tell me that. Whenever I make you feel good, please. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Sure, I can take it out. Would you like me to take him off completely? Okay. All right, lift your hips, please. There we go. No more troublesome pants. And who needs them anyway, when I can be holding this perfect cock. I can't tell you how many times I've thought of stroking it like this. How it would feel. My hand wrapped around it. I can feel it warming my hand, and it's just so hot. Can I taste it? But all right, fine. I'll stroke it a little longer. And wait. I can be patient. That's so sensitive, please be careful. Yes, I am really wet, just I've been really eager. Are you? Hardly ever get this wet just thinking of someone, but when I'm with you, I just can't help it. Please. If you rub over my panties like that, they're gonna get soaked. You're making me so wet. Especially with how good your cock feels in my hand. Can I please taste you? Please? Thank you. You'll see, I'll be a good girl for you. For this cock. Yes, all right. Your cock does taste like chocolate when you do that. There's something in here. Something more. I think it's your pre-cum. Oh, fuck, that's even better than chocolate. Are you close? Switch. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, I could get on top of you. Just let me. Now that is not fair. No, just because I was grinding on you just now. You know, it's not the same. Because this turns me into a mess. I can already feel it. The way your cock grinds against my pussy like that, it's like it's pushing up against some kind of switch. You're so hard pressing up against me like that. Hey, they got my hands. I just want to move my panties aside so I can feel you inside me. I've wanted to for so long. Yes, of course, I can ask properly. Just, can I please pull aside my panties and ride you? Pretty please. Thank you. Yes. Fuck. I can't think straight. Not when you're grinding right up against my. Why does it feel so good from this angle? Just being able to press my hips down into you like this. Finally being able to have you inside me. Barely even able to take the time to take any of my clothes off either. I just needed you inside of me way too bad for that. Good, please don't stop. Why would you stop? Please, no, I need you to keep moving your hips like that. All fours, okay? But only because I like you so much. Interrupting a girl right when she's about to come like that. A wiggle for you? Okay. Like this. I like the way you look at me. Like this. Like I'm the most delicious treat you ever seen. Yes, please. Stick it all the way inside me. Just like that. I'm all yours. Oh my God, you're so deep. Oh. Oh, it's so fast. I don't think I can. There's no way I can hold it any longer. No, I can't. I can't. I have to come. Can I please come? Please. I'm so close. I'm so close. I don't think I'm gonna be able to stop. Together? Yes, okay. Together. But soon, I can feel you throbbing inside of me. I think you shut my brain off for a bit there. Oh. No, really, I. Oh, no. The world around me just disappeared. I had no idea what was happening. All I know is that it was really good. And cuddles, of course, cuddles. All the cuddles. More cuddles than all of them, even. Let me just get comfy right here. Now scooch on over a little higher, you. Yeah, right there. So my head can go right here. Yep. That's my spot. Right here. Okay, so I think that counts as a little bit of a bigger plot twist, so just this month. Well, you got my tongue all tied. Anyways, just this once, I don't mind my entrance being overshadowed. But only because now I have something even sweeter than chocolate to snack on. Absolutely, I mean, you can't just be this great and delicious and make me come that hard and then expect me not to want more. No, we're straight up dating. I'm not sharing you. Not with nobody. Or my chocolates. Which, speaking of, hand me the box. Okay, fine. I'll share them with you, but only in exchange for There we go. Now I get the best of both. Mission accomplished.